Hey, Antonio. Thank you very much for joining us. I wanted to get your take, first of all. I know you're playing on the other side of the ball, but as a fellow tight end, what are some of your thoughts on Rob Gronkowski and what he's been able to bring to the position over the last few years?
I mean, obviously, he's been effective in what they like to do. He's a good part of, obviously, their success offensively. The position in general, the way it's emerged over time, and it's good to see guys keeping that tradition going. And he's one of the guys, young guys that I look at, him, Jimmy Graham, Julius Thomas. Those are the guys that's kind of keeping the tradition going at the tight end position.
What have you seen from this New England defense that has maybe changed over the last years? I know it's been a couple of years since you faced off against them, but how have they changed defensively, particularly this year with the addition of guys like Revis and Browner?
I mean, they've always been a very disciplined defense before Revis and Browner got there. But I think when you add guys like that, veteran guys who understand how to play, and then they bring that outlet experience and that talent to the defense, It makes it very difficult from an offensive standpoint. In order to beat a team like that, I mean, you have to do the things that you're capable of doing and then execute. And it's going to be tough because obviously you've got guys like that. I love the way the safeties play as well. I love the way McCourty and Chung play. It's just a whole complete unit. To me, they're one of the better units in this league at covering and doing the right things from a defensive standpoint.
Thank you.
All right.
Rich Garvin. Go ahead, Rich.
Antonio, you and Phillip Rivers are the most successful quarterback tight ends duo in NFL history in terms of touchdown catches. So wondering if you could speak to your relationship with Phillip both on and off the field.
You said, what was the ending part? You said the relationship that we have?
Sure, both on the field and off as well, if you're willing to keep in that area.
The continuity and the chemistry we've built over time comes with preparation and obviously repetition over and over and over. And we've been playing together this is our 11th season together. And I can't say enough about him and how he's able to lead and how he's able to put us in a position to be successful. I think collectively we understand that the dynamics of winning the football game and obviously trying to win the championship. And we've always focused on the detailed things, and we've just been fortunate and blessed at the same time to have the talent that we've had and being able to go out and execute every single week over these past 11 years. So a lot of credit goes to, obviously, the execution of the offensive coordinator and putting together a plan, and we had so many over time. I think it starts with obviously the execution, what we believe in, and obviously our competitive nature, being able to go out and make those plays on Sunday.
Kind of as a follow-up to that, simply put, what keeps you going at your age? Because you've played a lot of games and a lot of seasons, far more than most guys have played. What keeps you going?
I think, obviously you come into this league with a certain drive and a certain goal. And obviously you reach goals from an individual standpoint, and collectively, our team goals have not been met. Who was to say, if I were to win the championship this year, I would retire. But the idea is that you try to give it all you can and somehow, get to a certain goal. And I think the drive every single year, because it's so competitive in this league, I think the staple of any good player is that they want to win a championship. I think that's what it's about. That's why we play this game. And we fell short numerous times, and every single year is the same concept, the same preparation, the same goal, is that we got to get a championship here in San Diego. And we've been doing everything over the past decade to try to make that happen. Fortunately, it hasn't happened, but it doesn't change my preparation. It doesn't change my belief. I just keep trying, keep striving for better, and I think that's my drive every single week.
I look at your receiving core, and it's just impressive in terms of the depth and talent. And can you just speak to that, and and perhaps how it makes your job a little bit easier, and of course you make their job a little easier.
The depth of what we have from a talent standpoint is part of the strength of what we believe in. And while we always feel like, any guy can go out and execute and make a play to help us win a game, can't say enough about, obviously, Malcolm Floyd and our relationship with him over the years and how we've been able to lay down a foundation of what we is expected to do from a skill position. Performance, and then obviously, Keenan Allen, in my opinion, is the if not the best, one of the best receivers in the game, younger receivers, I should say, in the game at this point. And then when you add a guy like Eddie Royal, and then, Ladarius Green, another guy, to me, is one of the better young tight ends in this league. It gives us depth at that position, and it gives us depth at, where we can make things happen from an offensive standpoint. And, Ryan Matthews, and I mean, I can go on and on, Donald and Brandon. When those guys start adding in and chipping in the running game, it makes it difficult to defend.
The your team had an impressive week in game in Baltimore last Sunday, obviously. Tough place to play, I think down by a lot. Can you speak to the meaning of the win, but also how important it's going to be to put it behind you because of the fact that you're turning around and facing the Patriots now?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's every Sunday. And the leaders on this team, the guys who've been around, please make that clear. We have no problem with obviously celebrating because you can't take a win in this league for granted. But yet you have to kind of, Monday, Tuesday, get through it, get past it, make the corrections that's necessary and move forward. Because it's gone. That was last week. And I've always felt this way in my heart. Any given Sunday, you can be beaten this league. There's a ton of talent in this league. It's the smaller detailed things that separates the good teams from, the great ones. And that's what we're trying to be. We're trying to be a Super Bowl caliber team. And it starts with this Sunday, going and facing a good Patriots team, which we struggled, beat in the past. So we got our hands full, our work cut out for us, and they understand in order to come victorious in this kind of game, we have to be fundamentally sound and we got to play at a high level.
Phil Perry and then Bob Schron.
Hey, Antonio, you mentioned a few of the Patriots defensive backs that I'm sure you've been watching this week. I just wanted to ask you in particular about Patrick Chung. He's had sort of a resurgent year here. And I'm just wondering, I know it's still kind of early in the week, but I'm wondering what you've seen from him so far this year and what's made him effective.
Who did you say? I didn't quite hear. Who did you say?
Patrick Chung.
Patrick Chung. Okay. I've stated earlier in the week about the respect I have for that core, moving to secondary. And obviously, he's a physical guy. I've played against him before, and he's a guy that understands how to play the game, and so does the other safety reporting. You can say that about just about everybody in that secondary. They're a veteran group who enjoys winning. I think that's what sticks out about them the most. They know how to win football games, and I think we have to go in to this game and try to match that. Match the intensity that they're going to come with and be efficient from an offensive standpoint because these are, if not the best, one of the best secondaries we're going to face this year.
And Antonio, I just wanted to ask you quickly, Rob Gronkowski, one of the things he talked about this year in terms of him being able to stay healthy and stay on the field is avoiding some of the big hits that he's taken in the past. I'm wondering, I know over the course of your career, you haven't missed a whole lot of games. I'm wondering if that's something that you've kind of kept in mind over the years.
In terms of not taking big hits?
Yeah, is that something that you consciously think about?
Yeah, I do. I've always been a big fan of the game. And I think, for one, you just have to be lucky. It's unfortunate because this is a man's game. It's very difficult. It's physically challenging. At the same time, you have to, you know, somewhat take the stress off yourself and make better decisions in the game. And what I mean by that is just that, you know, I'm a firm believer in being physical, but being, certain things, unnecessary hits that you don't have to take. And some people think that you can't be physically, you can't be physical and not be aggressive, have aggression and being physical and not be mentally, how can I put it? We got this term in our locker room where we talk about being having aggression, but still staying fundamentally sound. And what that means is that you can go out and play hard and be physical, but then still be smart at the same time. And I think that's what, maybe he added to his repertoire this year, or that's something maybe, majority of the young guys need to understand, because it's a very physical game. It's not like college, because, these guys are getting paid, millions of dollars to come out and play. And it's, just have to take care of yourself. And you have to take care of yourself, and it doesn't mean don't be aggressive, but understand that, you can be aggressive and still, mentally stay smart and do the right thing, because you're a big asset to that team, which he is for that offense, from New England.
All right, one final question from Bob Schron. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Antonio. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, good. Thanks. It's good to talk to you. Antonio, your team has a strength of playing your best football down the stretch. It's happened for maybe not every recent year, but a lot of recent years. Is there anything that you think that allows you to peak at the right time? And was there a turning point this year when you guys really started to kick into gear?
We started off at 5-1, which was one of our better starts in a long time. And we hit a bump in the road. We lost 3 straight. And we kind of turned that around and rallied up a couple of games in a row. To me, it's all about the focus of the fact that this is a marathon. And when I mean marathon, most people hear that and think maybe just, cruising the whole way. But it's one of those kind of marathons where it's like 16 sprints, though. Where you sprint one and you gather yourself, and you sprint another one and you gather yourself. And that's kind of how our philosophy is. Just, we don't ideally want to be in a position where we got to, win a whole bunch of games around this time. Obviously you would love to be in a position where, you have a clinched spot. But for the most part, it is a very difficult league. I mean, it's a very talented league, and especially this division is very talented. So, it's just fortunate that we've been able to put some things together late throughout the duration of my career where it gave us the opportunity. And we understand that this is the time that, championship football is played. Despite what you've done up until this point, when you have a chance to control your own destiny, then, that's all you can ask for in this league.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty.